about just going deeper in the things that we already have.
Yeah.
So I feel like just switching that focus to like going deeper has also brought a lot of clarity. Like, oh, okay, well, let's just find more ways to share more links.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
Sorry about that. It's been a couple of weeks. I thought I was going to record one last week and I never took the time to do it. Sorry about that. It was Cyber Week, Black Friday sales into Cyber Monday. And
we just got back from New York.
Yes. And so there you go. Sorry.
Craziness.
About all there's the always, crazies.
There's always craziness going on.
Always. And we'll talk about more craziness, exciting craziness we'll talk about here in a minute. But last episode, we had just come back from Inner Circle in Russell Brunson's ClickFunnels Inner Circle, and we gave some highlights on that. Now we can give the amazing highlights of our New York trip because that was so, so fun.
That was really fun. Yeah. So we went out. QVC invited us to go to their opening night of the Rockettes. So they're the they are the presenting partner of the Radio City Rockettes.
And so, I think it was called the Christmas Spectacular. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? Opening night.
Yeah. So opening night was on, what was that? November 17th, I think?
Yeah, yes, November 17th at the Radio City Music Hall,
yes.
Which neither of us have ever been. We've only walked past or driven past.
Yeah, I've never been to any holiday show in New York. So they invited us to come, and it was really awesome because it was their first sort of brand trip that we haven't done with Amazon. It was obviously way different than Amazon, but it was cool because we did like a video there. And they paid us to do the video there and, you know, gave us travel and things like that. So that was nice.
That was really
to
special.
To be able to go. And
then the event itself, which we'll talk about. But the event itself was so intimate. And it wasn't like an Amazon event where we are on and we're meeting with influencers. This one was just for us. And there were two other influencers. One of them was a mother-grandma team that we never even had a chance to introduce ourselves to. But I looked them up later. And then the other one was Brunch with Babs.
Yes.
So the three of us.
We did introduce ourselves to the other influencer.
We did.
Mm-hmm. She was wearing the black glittery dress.
Oh, okay. So that was the granddaughter of the grandmother team.
I think she just does it by herself. I think it's just her as an influencer. And then
I looked
she brought her mom.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw the link for it, but I looked them up.
I looked her up too.
And I thought that was the one with the grandma. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't.
I think Betty Babs was more of the...
Yeah, Babs, Brunch with Babs.
Oh, Brunch with Babs. Yeah.
And she also, she does her channel with her daughter.
I thought there was a fashion one, which was the other girl.
Maybe that was
Brunch
the other
girl. Brunch with Babs and then...
And us.
Us.
Okay.
Anyways, I could be wrong. But I didn't personally know the... I had seen Brunch with Babs before, but I didn't follow her. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some of her stuff, quite a bit of it. And I remember finding her like for the first time, I think it was back in 2021. Seriously.
Yeah. I think they started on TikTok, she said, or something.
I think she did. But when I saw her on Instagram, she just showed up once as a, you know, like a, I think I saw her on the Explorer page. And so I clicked on her page and I see that she's doing like fun, like recipes or how to get the stain out of the tennis shoe and how to get the ink spot out of your sweatshirt. You know, all these home hacks and stuff. And I think at the time when I first saw her, she had, I don't know, like 25, 30,000 followers on Instagram. Now she's got like 2.7 million followers on Instagram, something like that. But it was so fun because QVC set up this beautiful dinner for us at a restaurant called Butter. And it was really pretty. We just sort of looked down into the restaurant. It's kind of down in a basement level, the actual restaurant.
Yeah.
But we were up in a special event room where they had like an open bar off to the side. It was a lot of room to walk around and a really long table. There were only, what, 20 of us there? for this dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a preset meal, but oh my gosh,
the food was so good. It's the best influencer event food we've ever had.
Agree.
Yeah.
I really agree. Yes.
Because it was a smaller group, but you know, it is hard, I feel like, to serve hundreds of people.
It is really like those Amazon food events we go to.
Yeah. But this was really good.
This was really
good. And I had heard of Butter before. I think it was on like Gossip Girl or something like that. That's one of my all-time favorite TV shows. But I think they talk about Butter. So it's like, I think a lot of celebrities go. There's kind of like Butters around
where people know, like, it's a high-end restaurant. Is it kind of like that?
I feel like there's another place that I'm thinking of. It's like Butter and then starts with an N or something. Anyways, there's like two places that are like celebrity spotting sites.
Nice.
Obviously, we didn't see anyone because it was a private event. But
well, we were the celebrities, if you will. Mm-hmm. Us brunch with Babs. Babs was the celebrity, I feel like.
Yeah, but it was cute. So it was more like a mother-daughter event, which I actually didn't know until like right before.
I know. I didn't either until Emily had texted me and asked me if I could pull together some photos of when you were little, like holiday photos. And there was just something that they sort of thought about last minute. But that's when I really kind of realized that it was maybe a mother-daughter kind of a thing. But even still, we weren't really sure until we got there. But I submitted 4 photos. And they used all of them because one of them they put on the table on Brunch with Babs' side because I think she only had one.
Yeah.
So they put one of you on the other side, which is really cute. But it was fun because they printed out the photos that we all sent of pictures with us with our baby or like you. I sent some of you as when you were a baby, like wearing a Santa Claus hat.
Yeah.
You were just, what, like 3 months old. And then they used them for our place settings.
Yeah.
And they handwrote little tags for us so we all knew where we were sitting. Our brand manager, Emily, was with us, which was really, really fun to have Emily because, man, that girl worked so hard. She set up all kinds of meetings for us with Amazon, brunches here, brunch with Dun and Dun Home with Kate and Ann.
Yeah.
And then also recording time in the Amazon Live studio. So the whole trip was super fun, I feel like. I really enjoyed that trip. And the weather was amazing.
We got really lucky with the weather.
It was warm.
I thought it was
like mid 60s one day.
Yeah. I thought we were going to have to bundle cold. Like we I didn't bring any like super thick coats. And I guess I did wear almost everything I brought, but it was nice to not have to worry about the rain because obviously you're in New York. So we're walking around a lot.
Or wind. Sometimes it can get pretty windy this time of year there.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any of that. It was just gorgeous. So it was sunny, clear blue skies where we really didn't need a coat. I mean, winter, like fall weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chunky sweaters and all. But it was just so well organized, thanks to Emily. But it was just super fun, like that event. So back to the event, after we had dinner, and then the dinner just ran kind of seamlessly. We had excellent wait staff that took really good care of us. And then we walked over from there to the Radio City Music Hall. And I had no idea that venue holds 3,000 people.
Yeah, it was big.
Huge.
Yeah, and we had really good seats. I thought they were actually going to have everyone together, like from the QVC dinner, but I guess they had them spread out. I don't know really where the other people were, but...
I just heard that we were all in the general area. We were all like in the orchestra level, but just not all in the same row. And I think what they were trying to do maybe was just give everyone really nice seats.
I think that's probably why. I mean, it's probably hard to block off like a row. That's probably because people pre-buy their tickets or I'm sure have bought a ticket or something.
Yeah. It looked like it was almost completely sold out. Maybe it was a sellout. I don't know.
I mean,
but there
probably
were a few
because
seats
it was
that
opening
were
night.
Vacant, but maybe, you know, sometimes people just don't make it to an event. But it was pretty full, I would say.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Grandma was so excited that we were going. So she'd asked me all kinds of questions. So I was on the phone with her when I got back. I called her a couple of days later, like over the weekend. And then she said, so did you ever figure out like how much the tickets cost? And I go, hang on, Mom, I'm going to look. So I just got on their website to see like what a seat would cost in the area where we were sitting. Because she said, oh, I bet it's about $200 or $300 a seat.
I'm sure it's more.
It's like $675. Yeah. $675 in the orchestra area where we were.
In the very middle.
Seat.
Yeah, we are
in
like
the middle section. So that was a fun moment with Grandma because you know how she's it's just extra special when it costs more. That
for
just
her,
added
yeah.
value.
Yeah. So we sat with Emily. So it was us two, Emily, and then we were sitting next to our main contact with QVC that Emily mostly talks to. So it's just us four where we were sitting. And it was cute because they hand delivered us like bags, like gift bags.
Yes.
There's this lady, she's like, QVC, we'd like to thank you for joining us. And then she like hands us gift bags, and they had like, oh, actually, I forgot to hang up my ornament.
On your tree?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
But it had a little ornament, and it had a little, like, I got a mug, you got socks.
Yeah, we had different things in our bags.
Yeah.
I had two ornaments. One is a beautiful glass one. And
yeah.
then I had socks. I had a Christmas hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there was
Was like a Santa thing, or like a Santa hat, which we might actually use because we normally wear Santa hats.
Yeah, we might use it for
content
when we do our QVC thing with we can wear it. So that was perfect.
Anyway, so it was just a cute little gift bag.
Four or five things in there.
Yeah. So oh, a notebook or something. They had given us a bag at dinner, and then they gave us a bag there.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So it was kind of a mixture, but it was kind of fun to be hand delivered bags in the event.
And then
people are looking around. Yeah, I'm like
wondering where their bag is.
Yeah, you don't get a bag.
Ooh, why are they so special? Because it said QVC on the bag. It was super cute.
Yeah.
But and then the show was amazing.
So cool.
I mean, it was like seriously like a Broadway show. I mean, granted, it is like a Broadway show, but I mean, I've seen a handful of Broadway shows, and it was seamless. You know, they had, just to give you a little description, like they had a city bus on stage. They had an ice skating rink where they had two professional ice skaters on the rink dancing. Of course, they had the Rockettes, and I don't even know how many of them there are. Probably,
I think they said there was
36. There's 36 of them, because it looked like around 40. And then they had live animals on stage. They did a nativity scene. They did a nutcracker scene, which was super cute. They did a nativity scene. And the nativity scene came equipped with two live camels, four sheep, and a donkey.
Yeah. And it was so funny, because I was like, at first, they only brought out the sheep. And I was like, are those real? Because they weren't really moving that much. And then they looked around and I was like, those are real sheep.
And then they had, you know, the three kings following the star.
Yeah.
And so they were all in a line, and it's very surreal and
regal,
very beautiful.
But then one of the camels kind of freaked out a little bit. But I was just laughing because I was like, I don't know why I thought it was so funny. Like real live animals, like everyone's singing, dancing, and
yes,
there's lights
dancing,
and everything. And they're like probably wondering what is going on.
They've got the organs, because they have two organists playing there, and it's super loud with music. The orchestra is down in front of them, and the animals are just, other than the one little freak out a little bit with one of the camels. And it maybe seemed like he got tripped up or something.
I got scared or something.
Because then he was fine after. It was just for a second. But
they were just looking around. Looking, and I was just, that is so funny.
We love the Nutcracker scene, because it was all with bears. And so the Sugar Plum Fairy was this really tall bear that was just
bougie bear
over the top. So cute.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorite parts too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really, really fun. And it's obviously, it was kind of crazy because like there are so many people in New York. But
Stetson gets off. Well, granted. So we tried something. Got to talk about this. I feel like we tried using a hired car, like a limousine service,
when we first got there.
So yeah, when we first arrived, the very beginning of the trip, I had set it up a few days before. I'd paid in advance for a round trip, and so we were expecting the limousine driver to like be there to pick us up. But apparently, even the limo drivers can't.
It wasn't a limo; it was an SUV, but it was a limousine.
It was a limousine service,
private car.
Yeah, so a hired car service, which we were expecting to have the sign, you know, like, okay, we're here, they'll meet us in baggage claim.
Because we always do Uber Black anyways when we travel, if we can. Because normally we have a bunch of big bags, and we just like to be cleaner, safer. It's just an overall better
And they
experience.
Drive. I feel like the Uber Blacks, too, they drive more cautiously. Like, they're trained to be limousine drivers, and they have extra insurance, and they have extra certification.
Yeah, they have extra certification. Rather than someone just pulling up,
just a regular Uber driver.
A random person.
Yeah, especially when we have all the luggage. So normally we do Uber Black when they have it, because like Boise doesn't have Uber Black. But that's what we try to do. So we hired this hired service, this limo service. And man, that turned out to be way more complicated and just not good service. I actually called the next day in the morning, and I said, I want to cancel the round trip because we did not have good service. So she went through, oh, no problem, I could cancel, blah, blah, blah.
At least it was easy to cancel and you didn't have to wait like on hold for a while.
Yeah. And she answered right away. And then she just asked me, well, why do you, and I, so I filled her in.
The guy was just negative. He wasn't supposed to work.
He clearly didn't want to be driving us because we came in late at night. He had to pick us up at like midnight. And then our flight was early. So that messed him up, I think. So he ended up having to try to come like an hour early.
And there was a terminal closed, which was super irritating just for everyone. It was a whole thing and they shut off the road. So I get that part.
Yeah, this was JFK. So yeah, they're remodeling. They're rebuilding the airport. And we get all that too. But still, when you are representing a company, you should have a positive attitude about and be apologetic. You know, I'm so sorry that we had to be inconvenienced because we were seriously inconvenienced.
Yeah.
And as soon as we come out of the airport, Seth is like, oh my gosh, you know, there's so many people yelling, screaming. And I'm communicating honking. With him and he's saying, well, be there. And so we were at this part. And then he says, I can't go through. The police are blocking me around. I have to go around, meet me upstairs. So we had, it was nuts, but his attitude is what
it
really
was the attitude part.
Because we get that other part, like out of control.
That's annoying for everyone.
Out of someone's control. But his attitude about just, we won't even go into detail.
I just put my headphones in the car. But I'm like, if you're having a bad day and or if you don't want to be doing this, just don't talk.
Right.
We had the Uber black driver that we had on the way back.
Yeah.
He was very professional, opened the door, says, excuse me, ma'am, would you like me to roll up your window? He didn't speak a word.
No.
You don't need to be talking, trying to make communication if you're not going to say something positive. So that's just my thing. So I put in my noise canceling headphones because I was like, I cannot deal with this.
But what
I was
really going
to say something rude.
What was really, really like totally was a turn off and why I wanted to cancel right away was because he didn't even want to take us to our hotel entrance.
Yeah.
He, you know, there's a lot of one-way streets in Manhattan, which we all get, we all deal with, but we didn't know where the hotel was. And he said, well, there's the number, there's the number. So there's the number. So it should be right there. We're like, what? He said, your hotel.
And we're in the middle of Times Square.
And it's now, with our luggage. And it's now like 12:45 in the morning. We have our luggage. We don't know where the hotel is. He says, well, it should be around the corner. And so he gets out and he opens the door on Stetson's side. And he wants her to jump out and go look to see if the hotel is there. And then he would let her get our bags out. He said, I'll wait here. You jump out and look. I'm like, excuse. And Stetson's like, wait, what? You want me to get out and look for the hotel? And I said, excuse me, sir. We don't know New York. Like, we don't know where the hotel is. Fine. Do you want me to take you to your hotel? Yes, please. Like, oh, my gosh. Anyway. He also, when the bellman at the hotel, and we stayed in the Tempo Hotel, which was brand new. That was a really nice
hotel. I loved that hotel. I'd stay there again if we had to stay central.
Yes. It was a very nice hotel. And so the bellman who was downstairs waiting, and the hotel lobby is 11 floors up. So they're down there waiting for their customer, you know, for their guests to come. And he even made a comment. He said, what is up with your driver?
And we're like, I don't know.
And I said, yeah, that was bad service. And he goes, well, just let me know because we could schedule another car service for you if you need. But we ended up taking Uber Black, which is very pleasant. Great. Already
clean.
Better.
Even the car was cleaner, newer.
Yeah, that car was really like bouncy on the shocks. I feel like
it was just older. Like, I get it. Like, you can't have a brand new car. And like, we kind of sound. But I'm like, if you're paying for a service.
Yes, that was the point.
Yeah.
If you're paying. It should be represented well.
Exactly.
Now, I could have forgiven the car because we even had Uber Blacks that had been a little older. That's totally fine. It wasn't the car. It wasn't what happened at the airport because it couldn't be helped. It was just the attitude. Clearly, he said, if I hadn't been picking you up, then nobody would be here. You have to have somebody come pick you up.
Yeah, just things like that. I'm like, if you don't have anything positive to say, just don't
talk and smack about
why
you live in New York, you know.
I was like, I'm going to be rude. Because I was super tired and I was just like, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. So anyway.
So I let you guys do small talk and I'm like, headphones in. Yes. You let me know when we get there. So that was not going to be nice.
Yeah. So he did.
Well, I don't want to be rude, but also.
No, but it's more of just business. I feel like it's a business thing.
No.
Especially when you're representing someone.
It was not
business.
Good at all. It was the worst drive we've ever had.
Yeah. And if that was, if he was like part owner in that business, man, he just lost a customer big time.
Yeah. Anyway,
that was a little the little thing there. On
yeah,
the
but we got there. Our hotel was super, super nice. It was really big. It felt like a regular size hotel because a lot of those are very small,
especially in Manhattan.
Yeah, so it was like New York really good. And we had gotten there. Our event was on Friday.
Yeah,
and we got there on late Wednesday night.
Yeah,
because it takes us all day to get there.
Yes, so technically early morning, and we left a little bit later in the day, which was fine for us because then we didn't have to rush out in the morning. But we did arrive early. Delta. I felt like all of our flights were like way early, but it was an hour early.
Yeah.
So we actually got to the hotel a little bit, like around 1-ish, I guess.
Yeah. So 1 a.m. And then Thursday, we got there early because we obviously trying to line up meetings or just meeting people while we're in New York because we rarely get over there.
Yeah. And so, because it's such a long trip for us.
So we ended up meeting with our Amazon rep, Ty. We've met him a couple times. He's super nice. He's our main contact that helps us with everything on Amazon. So we had breakfast with him. Love him so much. He's so nice and just super eager to hear feedback, exactly. Which is really nice.
And he's always super helpful. Like he'll give us some little direction on things that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
And the fact that Emily was there, because she's our main contact with him.
Yeah, they got to meet for the first time.
Yes.
And then we walked over to the Amazon Live headquarters, which mm-hmm. we've been there before when we went to New York earlier this year. And we were able to do a live stream from there, which is always super fun.
That was so fun. Oh, we were on the bigger stage this time because last time we were in one of their rooms because they have, I don't even know how many rooms, like 8 or 10 of them.
They have a lot of little studios and then a few of the main stages.
So we were in the main room where they have several stages in there. Like they have a kitchen. So we were in the living room with the fireplace.
They set it up super cute.
It was so adorable. And then we had the 3 tech guys, 2 camera guys.
Yeah.
And making sure that we're comfortable and we didn't have any questions. They told us where all the cameras were.
And then Richard met us down in the lobby and he's super nice. He's sort of just in charge of things, make sure things go smoothly. So he welcomed us.
Fun.
Showed us their new little thing that they set up for the holidays. And so, it was just really fun. So we did a live stream there, which was always great. And then we went back to our hotel. And then we had one night off. So we were able to meet, like, in terms of dinner. So we were able to meet with my friend Maura, who lives in New York. And then we went out to dinner with Emily and her boyfriend.
Yeah, because she brought her boyfriend, Alex, with her.
He's super nice, too. We met him a few times before that.
Yeah, I think this is our third time meeting him in person. And he's just so fun. So he got off exploring on his own all day. So he was telling us and showing us pictures of what he saw, what he ate, which we're foodies. So we totally appreciate that.
Yeah, so we had a really chill, super good dinner.
And I think you chose that restaurant, right?
Yeah,
it was right across the street from the hotel.
It's hard to find. I feel like it's hard to find places because there's so many. But I was just like, let's go here. It's right across the street. Literally walk right across.
And it was good.
It was really good. And it was a chill vibe. Even more, I was like, I'm going to add this to my... She has like... I didn't know that Google did this. Or it might be Apple Maps or something. But you can save places. Because in New York, like...
Oh.
If you go one place once, you might not know where it is.
Exactly.
So she's like, oh, I'm adding this to my saved places to go again.
Oh, nice.
Because it was just super chill. Like they had a cool bar area if you want to do that. So...
And we had a great waitress. She was just so helpful.
Super nice.
Because our brand manager, Emily, is gluten-free.
And dairy-free.
And dairy-free. So she just gets it. Because it's hard. Like some restaurants, or at least the wait staff, they don't necessarily understand what that means. But she totally understands. In fact, when we ordered some desserts, she said, you can have that one and you can have that one, but you can't have that one. So she like knew everything. But that restaurant, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was so good, so laid back. We just had a great time kind of catching up with the day, like with Alex and then catching up with Maura. And then Friday, we met with Kate and Anne of Dun & Dun Home. The last time we were in New York, we met with them and they are so fun.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant, I think called Friedman's. I think that was where we went. And they brought their Emily. So they have an Emily. She's kind of their everything gal. So we had our 2 Emilys and then the 4 of us just chatting about whatever stuff come to mind. And before we knew it, close to 3 hours had gone by.
We could have ordered lunch.
We could have.
Because we were there so long.
And then our Emily said, we should probably start thinking about heading back to the hotel because we knew we were going to have time to get ready for the evening for Friday. And then you and I also wanted to go check out Zara and get a couple of little things because we had gotten some things ordered through QVC that they were going to send to us, but they never arrived And the few things that we had, like we needed more to go with what we were going to wear. So we got a couple of bougie purses and you got some really cute earrings. And I think, I forget what else you got, something else. But
yeah, we just got accessories and I got,
I got a shirt or something. Oh, that's what
I
got
a shirt because I was trying to figure out if I was going to wear this shirt with leather pants or this silk dress that I brought.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up wearing the shirt, but
yeah,
because I decided to go with the dress. But
and I wore one of the QVC turtleneck sweaters. It was a chunky sweater and Stetson's glittery silver pants and some black shoes. And I was like, this is totally like a 60s vibe. So it's kind of fun, you know, to kind of wear
that
a
60s style's coming
vibe.
Back for sure.
It totally is. So, and then we went to the event. And then that was like all of Friday. We just met with Dun and Dun Home, did a little shopping, spent the rest of the time getting ready, and went to the event. But then after we hung out with Alex and Emily and it's a cute little Mexican food restaurant that was around the corner that you found.
Yeah, I was like, I need to eat food.
Because Stetson's eating more food right now. Yeah. So she needs like five meals.
I was like, I need to eat or I'm going to wake up starving. So we went to that. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. New York's crazy and never... Truly, people never sleep there. I'm like,
seriously?
I don't know how. I mean, it's definitely a different vibe over there. If you love New York, you love it. If you don't, I feel like you don't. Like, I would never go there to visit for fun, personally. I realize I just don't like big crowds.
Yeah.
I realize that.
Yeah. Interesting, huh? Because I know when you were younger in high school.
I used to love the craziness and all that
even
stuff.
Even before high school. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm
I
doing.
I
want
to move to New York. I always wanted to live in New York, even like during college. But I realize now I'm like, I don't like it. It's just not something. I would really only go there for work. Like, Brandon's never been there. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to visit there, like, unless we're going there for work.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's... Obviously, there's a lot of things... For work, that's good there. But in terms of touristy things, going around, taking the trains, taking all the things, it's really not, I'm not
you
about
feeling
it.
Like there's other places probably. Yeah.
A million other places.
Or if you're going to do that, like go to Europe or something. I feel like I have a different sense about New York. I've been there twice before with your dad. And both times I was a little nervous. And then I was there once with you. No, that's right. Twice. Once with you, once with your dad. And then I felt like I had a little bit of experience under my belt when you and I went for the first time earlier this year. But I feel like going to Europe and traveling around on subways and trains,
well, it's,
it helped prepare me better for something like that.
Oh, I'm prepared. I just don't like it.
But
like, I'm uncomfortable in terms of like not being able to find things or like walking around. I just don't like how crazy it is there.
Yeah.
I don't like all the people
it's
pushing
like
you, walking and asking if you want to train. Like, there's just so much stimulation. And in Times Square, there's just so much stimulation.
So much.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
the ads point. Everywhere, people everywhere talking to you, people screaming, horns honking. It's just so
trying to
much
cross
stimulation.
The street without getting run over because
and
there's always cars.
Like, not about that.
Yes.
Like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
But obviously, we love to go there for work.
Yeah.
And it was a very fun trip.
It was very
super
fun.
Super fun trip.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't personally choose there.
Like, if you're going to go on a vacation with Brandon, you'd probably better go to Mexico.
Like, Maura, my friend, is like, you know, visit with the baby and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. Or unless I'm going there for work, we can bring the baby. Brandon can babysit if we're doing work stuff.
Yeah.
And then we can hang out. Like, let's combine it.
Right.
But just a visit.
But just to
fun?
Go there on vacation intentionally. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think I need to do that.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was our really fun last work trip of the year. Work trip. We got invited to go to New York again this December.
We did.
And we're like, you know, thank you so much. But we're going to pass.
We really, really appreciate it. But
we're going to pass. And that was for a little Amazon event that they're doing, like fun holiday one, which would have been so fun. But
it sounded super cute. Like, if we were closer, even if we were like closer, Florida or Massachusetts,
even just like if we were
in
LA to take like a one way.
Yes. It's just so tricky for us because we live where we live in Medford. Mm-hmm. We always have to fly from Medford Airport into another bigger hub before we can take off and go anywhere. So that always adds a lot because then there's an hour and a half layover somewhere usually. And
yeah,
it just adds a lot to the trip. But if we were even in Portland, we could get a nonstop flight and be there in like 4.5 hours.
Right.
That would be much better.
Yes. But obviously we decided to opt out of that one. But anyway, so basically, yeah, catching up to now, we just got done through Black Friday, Cyber Week. And that was interesting because it was 11 days of deals. But I realized I think it's less stressful than Prime Day because of the fact that it is so long. You don't have to do as much work in a short period of time.
Right.
Prime Day is really only 2 days. You know, it's the Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And of course, they have last minute deals after, but the majority of the people are really only shopping on those 2 days. So it's a lot more content to prep, a lot more pressure on me. I feel like this was more chill. I told Emily we can only do 2 brand deals max because we didn't have any time to film. So we ended up doing 1, which was great. We did it with HP. And that was super last minute, but I was able to get it done. And it was
an easy
brand deal.
And that one did well last
deal.
Time. So
and it did well again this time.
Yeah, great.
And so I was like, you know what? Perfectly fine with 1 brand deal. So we limited that down.
I think that was smart.
Which we already agreed on that. I was like, yes. 2 reels minimum. If anyone wants a story, they can't have approval.
Because we already knew our travel schedule was going to be crazy.
So we ended up doing 1 brand deal total, which is amazing because we had already done brand deals with QVC that month.
Because I feel like that's what put the pressure, especially on you, for those brand collaborations
for
Prime Day. Because you're doing all the filming of those.
Yeah.
I know some of the 1 or 2, like we did a couple of little things together, but primarily it's on you.
And it's a tight schedule because, you know,
because
it is
always
only those 2 days.
And we don't exactly know when Prime Day is until what, like 4 weeks before?
Yeah.
So Emily doesn't have time to really nail down any of these collaborations until Amazon makes a public announcement.
Yeah.
And that was, when was I there? I feel like that was June. I forget when I was there. So it's about a month notice is all. And that's part of it too.
And that's, the hard
part. Part of the problem. Yeah.
But anyways, it was, in my opinion, way better. And I think every Prime Day or every big event, I've sort of like, we're getting our system down, like with our team and like what I'm going to do. And just like my process in terms of like, on Thursday night, I uploaded stories when I got home and I was just chilling. Like I didn't have any, it was just way less pressure. I was sitting
in bed.
There wasn't
that fretful feeling of getting stuff done so it can be approved.
Yeah.
It comes up.
I posted stories on Thanksgiving night. You know, Brandon wasn't even home. So I was just sitting in bed posting, got all those up. So when people wake up on Black Friday, they're already up. Posted the brand deal first thing on, 7 a.m. on Black Friday morning. I just decided to use content. Like I didn't even film any new videos for Black Friday. I was just like, I'm going to take that off other than the brand deal. Mm-hmm. So I just reposted old videos. We had our team posting deals. It was just really smooth. I think what we're focusing on now is like trying to make sure our links are up in as many places as possible, which I think is just a good tip for anyone if you're doing Amazon. Like, always, post your videos, post your stories. We're doing broadcast groups now. So we have links going up in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
We just added in a Facebook group, which we can talk about, but I know it's a lot of things to keep track of, the blogs and the emails, mm-hmm. but it really does help because then you're constantly getting those clicks from all the places that you can. And obviously uploading our content on TikTok and things, but it was way less stressful in terms of an overall event. And I realize I think it is because it is so long. Because
it was 11 days.
And it's not just the 2 days of brand deals, 2 days of sales, go. Yeah. Because in that, you really have to plan ahead, like all of the videos, all of the brand deals, all of the content, because it's such a short time. Like here, I just posted a few videos on Black Friday, all right. And then I just posted 1 video on Saturday, 1 video on Sunday, 1 video on Cyber Monday.
We were just adding new deals to the broadcast. And I think we had a scheduled email that had come out on Friday, and there was one scheduled to go out on Monday for Cyber Monday. And so a lot of these things were set up ahead of time, and it was nice. We still had our pie making day on Wednesday.
Yes.
We could enjoy Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Super chill Thanksgiving.
So nice.
And I wasn't even thinking about work either on Thanksgiving. And then I got home and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post tonight. So it takes
Brandon
pressure off
still
me.
Over at Brandon and Kenzie's.
He was at his family's.
Oh, that's right. He was at his family. That's right.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So
thinking, where was he?
Yeah, he went to his family's That's Thanksgiving.
Right. He left our Thanksgiving a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't have the energy to see. He understood. I just didn't have the energy to go see a bunch of family.
Yeah.
So,
well, you had already had a lot of us at your house all day on Wednesday. And then just spending more time together on Thursday with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a super fun time.
And it did take the pressure off because we are already having a good month. And so that always makes me feel better. Like if our month is already going really good, I'm like, oh, it takes the pressure off, like really having to ramp up the sales. Cause obviously we have goals and I always want to do better than the year before. And I want to hit our goals if we can. So I'm just like always thinking about that, but I'm very happy of how our month turned out. We more than doubled what we did last November, and we hit, you know, we have specific goals that we can do during Q4. They're giving us extra holiday bonuses. So I'm not sure exactly what we hit in those, but I know we did hit a few, which is great.
Which is awesome.
I'm not sure if we hit the max, but
yeah,
there's three tiers and I'm pretty sure we hit a second tier in most of them. So it's just good to have that done. And we're like, let's not mention Black Friday or Prime Day with our team. We just met with our team for a while because luckily now there's really no huge sale event until July.
Until July.
Knock on wood.
Right. With Amazon.
Because it's
anyway.
So much. Like if you're in it, like if you do Amazon links, like, you know, every now and then, or if you maybe shared a few on your stories or whatever, but if it's your full time gig, it's like so much mental power.
It's so much work. Do you remember that
planning
image that Vikita sent us with the Barbie?
That's what
that always comes to mind. That's what it feels like, the exploded Barbie look.
There's literally no break once Prime Day comes. Obviously, it's Prime Day July and 2 months off, but normally we have events during that time.
Yeah.
And whether it's Amazon event or not, just other trips, there's always just brand. I just feel like there has been no break from July on. And now we're in December gifting. So we're like thinking about gifting ideas. People are still shopping. It's just like so much stuff to think about.
Well, and we created that gift guide September. We started it at the end of September and we finished it by early October. And all, you know, to help people shop and things, we got that done before that Prime Big Deal days. And so there was just a lot. There was so much going on to prepare for these events.
And just planning in between travel. It's like, we should sit down and I don't even know all the places we went this year. I'm so happy we did it now because obviously next year will look way different. Like we're going to have to say no to more trips, or at least I will.
Right.
And so I'm like so happy we had the most amazing year and it was on my vision board. So I asked for it. I asked for all these trips.
Yes.
So like the only month we didn't travel was August. And so I was like, I don't even know all the places we went, but all the travel, all the back and forth.
We were going to go to Canada. One we actually like backed out of and actually did a virtual event because you were still dealing with morning sickness then too. So I was kind of glad we didn't have to, because we were going to have to get up early and go and travel and be gone a long time.
More sick than I remember than I thought. Now that
once you got out of that,
I'm like, I'm good. And now I'm like, I'm way better than I was before.
Yeah, it was tough for you to get up early and then, you know, it's rough.
But we're so happy that we had an amazing month.
Yes.
For November. We have one more month left of the year. And I'm so excited for January. But then again, it's you want to keep your sales up. That's the problem.
I know.
But
we have all, you know, the ideas that we have that we want to do, we want to implement, and you know, we're putting more focus in, and we'll talk about the thing that we're doing now, the Facebook group. But realizing that because I think we talked about this a little bit on the last podcast after we had met with Allison Prince, and we had a conversation with her about just going deeper in the things that we already have.
Yeah.
So I feel like just switching that focus to like going deeper has also brought a lot of clarity. Like, oh, okay, well, let's just find more ways to share more links. And just that in itself, like simplified it, even though we're still doing, exciting things like starting the Facebook group, but that is still like in what we're already doing. We're just opening up another platform, which we've already had. Like we have our business page on Facebook, but we've added a Facebook group now.
Yeah. Yeah. So our goal, our business is brand deals and it's Amazon affiliate. So like a big part of it is obviously Amazon affiliate. So the whole thing of Amazon affiliate is you have to keep your link clicks up, right? If they start dwindling down, that's what puts the most pressure on me, is when they're
like, when a sales day isn't as high.
Yes, because it's all about momentum. So if you don't keep the momentum up, your sales aren't going to be as good. And so, and obviously we have goals that we need to meet. And so that's like the most pressure on this, because it is a big part of our business. And so the next thing that we're adding is the Everything Envy Facebook group, which you can join. We'll leave the link below, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes so that you can find it easily, because especially if you like to shop, we have a feeling that you're one of our avatars too. You probably like a good deal on Amazon like we do.
Yeah, so there's a lot of benefits of having a Facebook group. I think the main part is we have the opportunity to, everyone's attention span shorter on Facebook, for one. We have tools that we can add, that we've added into our Facebook group to grow our email list, which is super important for us. It's just really good in general to have emails.
It's good practice. Yeah. And like if you have some of these influencers like Jenna Kutcher, for example, I mean, and Russell Brunson too, for example, you know, there is so important to grow your email list, because that is the one thing that you truly own.
Yes.
You don't own the other platforms that could go away just like overnight, for not that they're going to, but you know what I mean? You don't actually own what's going on in there, but you can control and own your email list. So start building your email list if you haven't already.
And we started building ours not that long ago, to be honest.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah. And there's obviously, we mention it here and there on Instagram, but it's like, there's only so many things we want to do. We don't want to like force people to, we've slowly built it, but we have a great loyal email list now. But we've added in this tool that is called AppSumo, where we've connected it to our Facebook group, and we have three questions that they answer. And one of them is, let us know if you want to leave your email. And if they give us their email, we'll automatically go into our Flowdesk, which is so awesome.
That tool is
an amazing software. Yep. I actually have, we set up an affiliate link because it was super easy to apply for it. So we'll leave the link below, because if you have a Facebook group, I shared with our friend Vikita, Styled by Keita. We always get fashion inspo from her. She's one of our amazing friends in the Amazon world. But I was like, hey, girl, you should do this, because she has a Facebook group and she gave me amazing tips of wording that we have in there to set it up, like to oblige by the Amazon rules.
Because she's already done the research.
She already has her group set up. But I was like, yo, we just set this up. I'm giving Amy and Luke a little bit more work, but I was like, you should really set this up, because I know she's growing her email list. So we'll leave the link below. It's an affiliate link. Great. I don't even know how it works, but I'm like, let's just apply for it.
Yes. Send me the info and I will put that in the show notes, because we feel like any of these tools that we can offer and share with you, the better, because we are sometimes, the learning curve is really fast. Like, we had a great meeting with someone from our inner circle group who told us about this one, and she told us about another. She also spoke very highly again of your URL genius. We're implementing a lot of these tools now into the Facebook group and learning so much so fast. I feel like.
And then it's able to auto approve members too. So that takes a little bit of the time off. Anyways, we applied this software. It was super affordable. We bought like a lifetime access. I think it was on sale for Black Friday, so I'm not sure the sale right now, but we got it for $70 for lifetime access. I'm like,
I know.
That what paid for itself already.
So again, yes, go to
the affiliate link in the show notes if it would be beneficial.
Yes, for your Facebook group. Automatically. So you can collect the email.
Yeah. So we just announced our group a few days ago right now. It's awesome. We already have over 100 members in it, just by me mentioning it in a story or broadcast.
And what's the group called?
Well, it's just
Everything Envy, Amazon deals and finds.
Well, there's really no point for you to have the name, because we'll leave it below. But we have keywords in there.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why it has a longer name.
Yes. Because that's important, we found out. Because when people are searching on Facebook, as they do, if they're typing the word Amazon in there, then our page will come up as a recommendation for them to go and join.
Yeah. The best way to get to it is the link. Because it will automatically open in your Facebook.
Yes.
But the whole reason why we're doing this is so we can have another audience outside of all the other audiences that we have. And it's just another opportunity to continue to share and get more link clicks, really. And just have a different audience that we can do a lot more things with Facebook. We can get to know people better in Facebook. because people's attention spans aren't like that short. There's just so many things we can do with it.
Yeah, and just have a different audience too. And I feel like even the influencers that we've spoken with, especially when we were in San Diego, like, yeah, the Facebook has been amazing for us. And they don't really put much effort into an Instagram page. Like, they have an Instagram page, but some of them, like, they only have like, you know, 16,000 followers or something on there. But they have these huge groups or these huge amounts of followers, like 43,000 followers on their Facebook page, for example, which is a lot for a Facebook page. So we had decided we're going to be setting up, you know, more on the platform, but it wasn't until we met with Christina from our Inner Circle group, who has a very large Facebook group, and she gave us some pointers, is where we could really see the value of it. Because one thing that she said that really stuck with me is the women that are typically on Facebook are probably maybe closer to my age, perhaps, or like within that 20-year range, you know, below me, but they have like excess money to spend, and their kids are either grown out of the house or they're like high school, college, whatever. But they're also, they like a good deal, especially on Amazon. They're big Amazon fans, but they know the world of Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're not on Instagram.
Yeah. Someone sent us a really, I screenshot it, but someone DM'd us and was like, I just want to say, I'm so excited for your group, like your Facebook group. Thank you so much for setting up. And I'm really invited. I'm really excited to invite my family to the Facebook because they don't have an Instagram. So I'm very excited that they can finally follow you now. Oh, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Like, that's so nice.
Meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice thing. Wow.
Yeah. I screenshotted the message because I thought it was so sweet. But yeah, it's just another way to build everything Envy, right? So we're doing to launch the Facebook group and to grow it and to just do something fun for the holidays. We're doing a 12 days of giveaways, which starts today. So if you want to join in on it, we're giving away 12 bundles of amazing brand new products. And we're actually today putting together everything.
Yes. And when we say amazing, we mean amazing. I mean, the things that we have are...
We have so much amazing stuff and I feel guilty keeping it.
Fragrances. We have cosmetics.
Luxury skincare.
Yes.
Hair tools. Like, we'll probably throw in some advent calendars in there. I don't know. We have so much stuff. So we're putting together the bundles.
Yeah.
It's US only. Just because in terms of shipping.
Yeah. So if you're listening from other countries, sorry.
It's so hard with other countries.
I know. Well, there's so many rules too. I feel like we're shipping things and
even in Hawaii, the shipping can be weird.
Yeah.
But
if
you
go to Canada, the shipping is weird.
Yeah. But anyways, if you join the Facebook, that's the only way to do the 12 days. So we'll leave the link below so you can join, but we're doing 12 days of giveaways. Each day we're choosing a new winner. And it's just a fun launch for our Facebook group, a fun way to give a bunch of stuff away. We just love giving stuff away. And it's just, we really need to filter some stuff out. So we might as well give it to you guys because you're why, like where we are.
You're why we do what we do. Seriously. Yes. So we have a passion for just helping people like find the deals and, you know, make things as easy as possible to find those deals on Amazon because, you know, we love Amazon and we love QVC. But just to make it easier to shop. And I'm so excited about this group. Like when we were having our team meeting, I was saying like, I'm so excited about this group because now we're opening up like the comment that you just shared to all of these people that didn't know how to get a hold of us or where we are. I don't know how to use Instagram. You know, I see you there. I follow you, but I really don't know anything about Instagram, but I love Facebook, you know? So I feel like adding more value to those people feels really good because that's kind of the bottom line, really. Just always adding more value to the people that love what we share with them.
Yes. And it's just, opens up a whole nother opportunity to do more giveaways. It's so much easier to do giveaways on there or able to grow our email list on there and share really awesome deals. In that Facebook group, we're either focusing right now on only doing exclusive discount codes that like you physically enter a discount code and it will take money off at checkout, which I don't even know if you can find those unless you do the research on them, or deals that are 50% off and up on like top selling products. So the deals in there are really good. We do deals of the day on our stories. We do deals in our broadcast group, but all of those are different. The deals of the day on our stories are most of the time like our envy favorites, like products that you see on our videos, mm-hmm. or like good gift ideas. The deals broadcast group that we have on Instagram is like more lightning deals, or we'll ask a question and we'll shop for you if you're looking for something. And then the stuff in the Facebook group are going to be specifically those exclusive discount codes that expire in 24 hours. So you get to enter at checkout, or again, 50%, 70% and up.
The
deals.
Really good ones. Yes. Like, didn't you?
Like,
I saw one, the organizers, like 82% off for,
yeah,
the under sink organizers.
Yeah, they're regularly $50 now. Like,
and you have the
$12 or something.
Yeah, those are in a couple of our videos.
Yeah, so it's really awesome deals. But
yeah, so saving all the good stuff.
Yeah, and of course we're doing the 12 days of giveaways just to do a launch. So that's kind of our update to get you caught up, and lots of exciting things. But yeah, enter the 12 days giveaways. Maybe we can send you an awesome bundle.
Yes, I will put the links for all of that, all that we talked about, yeah, in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And right now we're going to go pick out some fun bundles for to the
giveaway.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.